I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Why, hello, everybody. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell. We are KSL's Unrivaled together. Scott, of course, played in the NFL for a dozen years. Also played up at the University of Utah. We talk all things sports and laugh right here on the program. So we're glad you're here with us and laugh everlasting. So here's what we're going to do. We've got a lot going on in the show. We want to start off first. Your team has, it's like one of those, and look, we have maybe played into this too. But you know those commercials that say, your team happening in your area, right? It's something right. happening in your area. The thing is, Scott, your team may have a big weekend this weekend. And it actually is right for this area, right? So Utah, Utah State, and BYU all with a chance to really, really make a statement this weekend as Utah State
big
opens
games for
up.
All three of these.
All
schools.
Three of them. All,
no question about it.
Utah State starting off everything against San Diego State in the Mountain West. BYU, of course, hosting a ranked Washington team. Now they're looking for their third Power 5 win in a row, and they're second against a ranked team in the last 2 weeks. And then Utah has a big road to travel through to get to that South Division Championship again to be able to win that South, and it goes straight through USC, and that's this weekend too. Let's start things off right here. It is a 7:05 cut.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so we're going through these schedules, and we're looking at the, is it the most unexpected team?
Well, it's like
or is it the one,
that,
because
it's the one that makes you the
team,
most nervous.
There's a team that makes me really nervous.
Okay.
And it's not, so we're taking out Washington for Utah and BYU.
Part of that is because that's the toughest team probably that
yeah.
I think they're both going to face at this point now.
Right, that's an easy one.
But now, let's start.
Here's the thing. Utah gets up for those big games.
Right.
It's the games that they have a hard time getting excited about. So, it's going to Arizona State in an afternoon game in early November that just feels weird. There's going to be that weird game, and it's going to be a bit of a surprise. Not going to be Washington State. It's not going to be Arizona State. And you know what? It's not going to be Arizona either.
Now, hold on a minute. So you leave that with the tease.
Well, of course I do.
And I'll do this. BYU also has now, because what's happened with BYU going 2-1, Scott, everybody starts to look and go, so what's BYU's path to 11-1 here? Right? Because I already have
Dorothy, get on the yellow brick road. There's your path. Go talk to Mr. Oz.
Because I already have the crazy friends.
Take a balloon back to
who
Kansas.
Go, I can't believe the BYU lost that game to Utah, man. We could have been 12-0. We'd have been 3-0 right now, bro. And I understand that. But your team wasn't ready for it. But the last 2 weeks, you've changed. And listen, BYU fan, BYU has changed over the last 2 weeks. Galvanizing wins, like the last two that have happened for BYU over the last 2 weeks, have been huge. So I'm going to dive into the BYU side of the schedule. Scott's going to dive into the Utah side of the schedule. And if you weren't already an anxious person.
And if we think about it, we might get to Utah State.
We'll get to Utah State. But if you weren't already an anxious person.
I'll get to you.
If you weren't already an anxious person, Scott's going to make you even more anxious by rolling out some of these games that you thought were going to be the easy back of your mind. I don't want to have to deal with these games. and they're going to be easy wins for Utah or for BYU or whatever. Which of those games scare you the most? 57500 is the text number. If you're a Utah fan, what's the game that scares you the most on this schedule the rest of the way out? You're three games in, riding high because everybody has the expectations
are
there.
I know what people are going to say. I know they're going to say Arizona State. They're going to say Washington State. They're going to say Arizona. I'm just telling. I know they're going to say those teams. I know it.
You're coming at me with like five. You're coming at me with like five teams.
I think it's no. I'm not coming back at you with five teams.
So you send yours in 57500. If you're a BYU fan, what is it?
You want to know what mine is?
I want to know what Utah's biggest trip up game is going to be in your mind, Scott Mitchell.
In my mind, I think it's Cal.
Oh wow, I hadn't thought of Cal either. That's a team that beat Washington. I think 2 weeks ago.
Right. I think Cal's a team that's actually on the rise. They've got a really good defense. They've got a really good young coach. If they can find enough offense, and it could be one of those defensive slugfests at Rice-Eccles, and it could be one of those games where there's some kind of fluke play at the end that Utah, you know, that I could see that being the game. And I'm going off of past experience because I think this Utah team is different than it's been in the past. I think it's a team that it's kind of like where BYU beat Tennessee and it kind of gave them some confidence. I think it's the same kind of thing where Utah got to the Pac-12 championship game and it just gave them this confidence. So
they didn't feel like they were Pac-12 champions yet, and they didn't, and they kind of, and
they
had
they
injuries,
can get there,
and they know they can get there now.
And so, but it's that Cal game to me that's the one that makes me nervous.
I mean, I honestly
didn't
think
see that one coming. Did
it's
you?
Not. I didn't see it coming because I thought about all the other games that I think that Utah is really vulnerable in. One of those is going to be that Washington State game over up here on the hill.
Yep.
I mean, Washington State's going to come to town. Mike Leach, who we're going to hear from later this hour, has nothing to lose. No one cares about.
He has Kyle Whittingham's number.
He has. Yes,
he totally does.
He's smarter than almost everybody that he lines up against to coach up against. He is, like I said, there's just I have nothing to lose attitude.
But
nobody thinks Washington State was going to have any sort of a team except for the fact that Mike Leach is the coach and he tends to put a good team together. But they're already in the upper teens in the rankings. They are a tough team to get past.
They're another team that a year ago found some confidence. They just found that, wait a minute, we can be a pretty good team. I just have a sense that Utah's going to handle them this year. I just do. I don't know what it is.
They should have handled them last year in Pullman.
They don't make me nervous. After watching them a year ago, I'm like, no.
And we threw Washington out, but let's bring Washington back in the conversation for a second.
Washington definitely, to me, is the one. That's just going to be the hardest
game. I think we're going to find out more. But let me tell you why you shouldn't be as scared about Washington right now, because we don't really know who Washington is. What we do know is they're coached well because of Chris Peterson, right? What we do know is that a lot of their defense, like 90% of their defense, is not returning.
Is new.
And here's the other thing. They haven't been away from home yet. Okay? So they're 3 weeks in. They haven't been away from home. And they're going to come down here to BYU. And I think you're going to see that they're going to have to really put on a show because they lost to Cal at home 2 weeks ago. Cal had them. And it was a weird game, another weather delay game, whatever. But the bigger issue was that Jacob Eason was thrown way off his game. This is that five-star guy that's supposed to be amazing, and he had a terrible game against Cal. His two good games so far in his career, Eastern Washington and Hawaii. Two games where you're not just supposed to be good, you're supposed to throw for four or five touchdowns, and that's what he's done. I'm not as amazed by Eason right now. And so I think that Utah fans – I wouldn't be as worried about the University of Washington, although you are playing them up there in Seattle if you're Utah. But let me go through. Let me
Cal
go through
played
real quick.
In Seattle.
I know. But again, it was a great game for Cal because they hung with it. And then when the weather delay hit and everyone had to leave, then no one's going to come back to that game. They just left and they went, I'm not going back. I'll just watch the rest on TV. Then you have a basically empty stadium and Cal just going, you know what? We got nothing to lose. And we're going to come back in here, and it's been a two-hour delay. We don't care. We're going to come in and beat them.
You want to know who my game for BYU is? Or do you want to do it?
I was going to do my game for BYU, but I've got like a bunch of them.
Well, you can't have a bunch of them.
Well, you did. You were like, okay.
No, I just said, here's the ones you would think potentially could be it, but one for me is Cal.
Okay, and that's for Utah. What's your one for BYU then?
San Diego
State.
I want
to see where he matches up. Interesting. Yep. Last game of the year?
Yep.
And BYU at that point, maybe they're 7-4. They could go 8-4 with a win there. and they just lay in a big egg and they end up 7-5 because they can't get it done on the road at San Diego State?
Maybe Utah State, but
okay, mine for sure. The one that you look at and you go, you got to get this one, but it's going to be really hard, is that Utah State game. Utah State up there in Logan, a team who has nothing to lose. Gary Anderson knows how to coach against BYU. They have a really, really good offense. They know what their identity is. They know who they are. You can send your votes into 57500. For Utah State, always. It's always Boise, but Boise, they'll show up for that game. It's usually that Fresno State game that's like a real
Fresno
question mark.
Fresno State might be the
that's
game.
That's a question
them.
Mark no, for Utah State.
It might
State.
Be the game.
All right, taking the break here. Send your text in, 57500. More to go. When we return to KSL's Unrivaled, you don't want to miss it. Our discussion continues. College football, the NFL, all of it. We've got so many things, plus an amazing MVP later in the hour you don't want to miss. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.